ready to get started. On our Bible study for the night, because the hour goes so quickly. I guess, you know, if you get into the Word, you get good, it moves quickly. So, as we continue on our study, I want to say good evening to everyone that's on the phone line, and thank you for joining us again this evening. As we get ready to go into God's Word, we will be continuing our study on the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it's just amazing to me this week when I did do my reading, how things stood out to me, if it was in reference to wisdom or understanding. I was like, oh, okay. Whereas before, I knew I'd seen it before, but probably didn't pop out at me. So I think that's a good thing. More we break down the Word and talk about it and we read, we get little nuggets of wisdom, nuggets of growth, and being able to put that Word away so that we build our understanding of what the Word is saying, the different gifts of the Holy Spirit. Is there any testimonies or anything that you read or anything that stood out to you or anything over the last week in reference to dealing with the Holy Spirit that you would like to share with us before we pray and get started? And feel free, to share. That's how we learn, when we talk about our experiences, talk about things that may have happened. It gives a clear understanding for all of us, because sometimes we hear things, but somebody else giving an example of how that happened in their life or how it worked, kind of gives us an aha moment of, yeah, I've experienced that, I've dealt with that, and it helps us grow. So feel free, if you have something that you would like to share, that you can do so now. Okay, well, I guess we'll get praying, and then maybe, I know the Holy Spirit's been moving with me, and I'm sure he's been moving in your lives also, but it's okay, as we get into the lesson, maybe it'll come forward then. So let's go to God in prayer. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, as we come before you this evening. Lord God, we just ask, Lord, that you open our hearts, that you open our minds, that, Lord God, you allow us to be able to break bread together, Lord God, to be able to share your word, to share our experiences, Lord God, to share what it is that you're doing in the move of our lives, Lord. That, Lord God, we can continue to give you glory, Lord, that we can continue to grow closer to you, Lord God, that we can continue to love one another, that we can continue to lift one another up, that we can continue to just growing to be the children that you have called us to be, Lord God. Lord God, I ask right now that you open every heart, that you open every mind, Lord God, that as we dig into your scriptures, as we talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that it would become evident in every last one of our lives, and things that we may not have seen, things that we may not have recognized, things that we may have not even known about, Lord, that it would become evident, that it would become real life to us, that we would continue, Lord God, to grow, and that your Holy Spirit will just be activated, that it will grow within us, that it would help us the life that you would have us to live. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for what it is that our eyes are about to take hold to in your word, what our ears are our lives, that we will live a life, Lord God, that is pleasing to you, Lord, that we would not be the same, that we would be changed in whatever it is that you would have us to do. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We ask right now that you just be in the midst, that, Lord God, your Holy Spirit would have his way on this day, in our homes, on this phone line, that we would be changed. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen, amen. So last week we talked about the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we went through and received the meaning for each gift. We handled, from what I can remember, see, so now we need some help. We handled wisdom and understanding. And so, wisdom, and we said the definition for wisdom is to help us to see things as God wants us to see them. And so, I pray that this week we use some wisdom, that we allow wisdom to grow in our lives, that there were some things that we may not have seen in our natural eyes the way God wanted us to see. And so I can only say for myself, and I can only use myself as an example, I know sometimes maybe the way I feel about it or the way I see it is not necessarily the way God wants me to see it. And so there's been a couple times that I've had to stop and say, that's me in my flesh. That's how my flesh feels. But that's not how God would want me to see it. And so I'm thankful for wisdom, for understanding that it's the way that God wants me to see things, not the way I want to see them. And so we you know, talked about that. And then we talked about understanding. And understanding helps us to work out why things happen. And so understanding that it may not be how we would want it, but God has a purpose for things being the way they are. And us being able to learn from what that is. So as we go on tonight, we will talk about knowledge. And so when we hear the word knowledge, we think about learning, we think about books, we think about what it is that possibly helps grow us. But the knowledge that we are referring to here, okay, and before I get into knowledge, I want to go back. You have a pen and paper, and this is just for, if you have time to read, if you do devotionals, if you're looking for something additional to read, during my study and during my time of studying to prepare for this Bible study, 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, verses 27 through 31, talks about one body with different gifts. So, just to kind of, so we can continue to learn, so we can continue to grow and have knowledge. We're gonna deal with knowledge tonight, but we have to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And God's word has lots of knowledge. And so when we are studying and trying to get to a better understanding of what things mean, what words are, what is it that God means when he gives us these gifts, then the next place would be 1 Corinthians chapter 14. But in chapter 14, it talks about the proper use of spiritual gifts. Then it goes on to talk about the function of the gift. And it ends with guidelines for use of the gift. So with that, in 12 and in 14, that's just some additional meat. Some sitting down, reading, maybe coming back with some questions in Bible study before we finish this series. But there's a lot of good meat in there. And if time gives way, I would encourage you to read it, because we are talking, we are studying, we are learning about the gift. And the only way that we can properly use our gift is to know what our gifts are, to recognize our gifts when our gifts show up. And so if we don't know that we're operating in the Holy Spirit, then, you know, we may not be moved to do what that action in our life is coming for, what it's doing. We may not understand. And I know in this study, there have been some things that have popped out at me, and I'm like, oh, okay, wow. So the more we dig in, the more we get, the more we understand, it's just going to put us in a better place. So all that Johnny said, knowledge, we're at knowledge. And so when we talk about knowledge, it helps us to know ourselves and the world around us. The gift of knowledge allows a believer to relate the scripture and particularly the gospel of Jesus Christ to all aspects of life in this world. They can see how it connects to every situation and circumstances and how the reality and truth of the gospel is to inform every decision a Christian makes. And so that's the role that the gift of knowledge plays in our life. And so if we go to 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, and we were there, but we're going to only pull out a couple verses there. 1 Corinthians 12. So when you get to there, the 8th is where I want to focus, but let's go ahead and read 7 through 11. So let me know when someone gets that. We're going to read that in a couple of translations. 1 Corinthians. You got them on? I have it. If you would go ahead and read, thank you. All right, this is coming from the, this is the New King James Version. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, and to another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gift of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. Thank you. Is there another translation? I can look for one, another one. I have another one I just was seeing if anybody is going to read. This is, and you can look up another one. I'm sorry, go ahead. Where are we? First Corinthians. Okay. The first one. feel about what was just stated. And so that gift of the Holy Spirit, you know, it helps us to know that, okay, what's being said is lining up with God's word. And that's not something that happens all the time, because the thing is, even if a sermon is preached or something is said, not every time do we get that feeling. Not every time do your hair stand up on your arm or you get that ooh feeling. But there are those times when you connect, when you know, when you understand that what's being said is directly a move of the Holy Spirit. And so that's something that you may have encountered, but not really attributed to the move of the Holy Spirit. So as it says, the Holy Spirit will bear witness with our human spirit. Are there any questions or concerns or comments in reference to that so far? Okay. So we also know that it says, without knowledge, that we perish. And sometimes, as we study, as we get a better understanding of what God's word is saying, how it relates to us, how it relates to our lives, it helps us to grow. And so when we started out, this Bible study was about spiritual maturity. And so the Holy Spirit has just allowed us to continue to add on, continue to deal with topics that would help us mature, to broaden our relationship, to draw us closer to God, that the closer we're drawn to Him, the better we understand His word, then it helps us to be able to deal with one another in a better, in a different way. It's what that word does for us. That's what happens. Okay, let me see. I had a note to go to. Yeah. Hold on, I gotta pull this up. I got things in the correct places. So here, what was that? Okay. So I had given you 1 Corinthians 14. So a piece that stood out to me, and I'm just going to read this and then we're going to move into the next one. And I'm going to start at the 10th verse. And so this is 1 Corinthians 14. And it says, I suppose that the world has all sorts of languages and each conveys meaning to the one who speaks it. But I am like a foreigner. If I don't understand the language and the speaker will be like a foreigner to me. And that's what's happening among us. You are so passionate about embracing the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Now become even more passionate about the things that strengthen the whole church, the entire church. And so what it's saying here is that, and we made mention last week, some gifts are an outward manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So whether that's shouting, whether that's praising, whether that's running, whether that's talking in tongues, but what this is saying here here is become even more passionate about the things that strengthen the whole church. And so when we're going through these gifts and we're talking about wisdom, when we're talking about understanding and we're talking about knowledge, these things, as we grasp hold to and gravitate towards what each one of these gifts can do in our lives, it also strengthens the church as a whole. So when we're talking about that one body and the different gifts, when we operate and perform our gifts the way God has given them to us, the way the Holy Spirit was designed to work, we are going to be edifying the whole church, the whole body. You know, and it's not just the whole church, the whole body. We are going to be really helping the world, because our gifts are not meant to just operate within the church wall. Our gifts are meant for us to use every day in our everyday life. And so these aren't gifts that we can pull out on a Sunday morning like we pull out our Sunday best outfit and our good shoes and put them on and go to church. That's not what the Holy Spirit is meant for. The Holy Spirit is meant that we would be able to operate and function day by day, day in, day out. And when we come together, all in one place, operating in the Holy Spirit, it would be that mighty rushing wind. It would be the move of the Holy Spirit. And like they say, the Spirit will jump from breath to breath, from person to person. If you ever been in a service and the Holy Spirit was really moving, you look over here and this person is shouting, and you look over there and that person is shouting, and before you know it, the church is in an uproar. Yeah. Clap our gifts together. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said the drone go hot to hot. Breath to breath.
Yes, yes. From hot to hot. Thank you. But I mean, if you've ever seen the move of the Holy Spirit move within a place, so that's how we are to operate. And just like when we are in the church and it does, he activates and take up and it's from heart to heart. That's the way we should be living our lives. That's the way we should be living our lives, because if we were truly moving and being and doing what the Holy Spirit would have us to do, then, it would take a hold right within the world. It wouldn't be within just the church. Uh-huh. And so the actions that we would have, the wisdom that we would use, the understanding that we would display, the knowledge to know when it's of God.
Uh-huh.
And that's the place that we're trying to grow and get to allow the Holy Spirit to have free reign in our lives. That we are the people that God created us to be. Are there any comments? Okay. So we're going to go on to cancel number 4. Right judgment helps us to make the right choice. And so when we talk about godly counsel, what does that mean? Somebody tell me, what does godly counsel mean? Somebody has their TV on. Whoever it is, can you mute
April? Does anybody know what that is canceled means? It's like that, so we feel like a righteous, you know, it's bad. Okay. Holy is bad. Thank you, Minister Holmes. Is there another? Okay, so when we're talking about cancel and, go ahead, I'm sorry.
To human life, was counselor, their counsel. Advice and consultation.
Okay. Okay, so one of the things that I always say is that the Holy Spirit will lead, guide, and direct us. And so when we are referring to the Holy Spirit and we say that the Holy Spirit will lead, guide, and direct us, we are talking about that godly counsel. We're talking about the Holy Spirit being our personal advisor, our helper, our guide, being there to help direct us in all of our ways. And see, that's where I fall short. It's in all your ways. So some things are good with, you know, getting godly counsel, and then there are other areas that I'm still yet working on. You know, I can only be honest. So, you know, godly counsel, yes, and it's there to direct our paths and help us all the time in all areas. But we have to allow for that counsel. We have to allow for the Holy Spirit to move in all parts of our life. And it can't be just our spiritual life, because what happens is if the Holy Spirit is only moving in our spiritual life, we are unbound, because the part becomes over here where your finances are when there's an issue or concern and we're not allowing the counsel of the Holy Spirit to help us in that department. What happens is that ends up taking up our focus, because it's all out of whack. You know, if it's our health, you know, we need godly counsel, because guess what? If we know that we eating things or not exercising, I'm guilty, not exercising and doing the things that you need to do, then how can my temple that God created for me to serve him be at its best? Godly counsel. So in every area, even down to our mental, you know, we have to know that it's important for us to have godly counsel even in the thoughts that we think. Because our minds, as I continue to say, is a very dangerous place. Our minds are places that we don't want to go. So we have to allow the Holy Spirit to give us godly, godly counsel in all areas of our lives.
You said something in reference to our lives. Our physical lives. I was thinking about that song that I do believe it was Donald Lawrence that did song that you're not a natural being, but you're a spiritual being having a natural experience. And when it comes to the Holy Spirit, we need to be more willing to allow the Holy Spirit to, like you said, counsel us through the physical, natural part of life. It is only through God that we are able to break through boundaries, and no other way to break through those boundaries is by allowing the spiritual to overrule and override over what we do in the natural. And I'm reminded of the scripture that talks about us putting our bodies into subjection, or I don't know if I'm saying it right, but the point is that we're supposed to discipline our flesh, and in order to discipline our flesh, it does take for us to have ourselves focused on what that godly counsel that the Holy Spirit gives us. We need to be focused on that godly counsel. I think that it truly is something that we all just look at, you know, in reference to how we live our daily life. As the Holy Spirit does lead us and guide us on how we should be spending our finances, how we should be treating our bodies as far as health is concerned. The Holy Spirit also guides us on who we need to be in contact with and what we're supposed to do next. But we have a tendency not to, you know, do those things. But it's there for that person so that, you know, they can guide us on making the right decisions that's going to match up with or line up with the purpose that God has for our lives. You know, God has a vision for us of where we're supposed to be, but we can't get there if we don't operate underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit. If we're not being in tune to the Holy Spirit guiding us, we're going to go off course, and we're going to miss the mark that God has placed before us. We're going to miss our path. He's got to rear us back in. So, just by what you said, I just made me think about that. And I know you went past it, but I did want to just, my only thing is, I know as far as the spiritual gift of, you know, tongues concerned, I know that in the Baptist church there is it's like that unknown thing. Nobody wants to talk about it. If you speak, people, you know, they look funny, than others. And sometimes, you know, God is really doing an outward manifestation for you to see the Holy Spirit in movement, so you can have, in a sense, a visual to believe in. It does not, like the word says, mention the scripture where it says that, you know, that but your main thing is that you need to help the church, you know, so that the church can be uplifted and that the church can get an understanding. And a lot of times people get caught up in what they see, but don't go any further into what's behind it all. So in order for the church to gain understanding, you do need to ask questions. And I think that a lot of times people are fearful of asking questions because they're scared they're going to step on somebody's toes, or they're scared, you know, they don't want to, they definitely don't want to feel like they're interfering or being rude or whatever the case may be. I understand the whole concept of what the word says in reference to that, that we do need to be mindful of those who, you know, may be new to the walk and don't, you know, haven't experienced that before. You can't scare somebody off because they don't have that understanding. And those things we should be mindful of. But it is one thing to pray in the Spirit, and it's one thing that when you're praying, where others can understand what you're saying so that they can be in agreement with you. Now, when you pray in the Spirit, that's a heavenly language that's between you and God. Satan can't understand that language. But when it comes to us being in the congregation together, we're praying, you know, you do want to make sure that there is an understanding among the people as to what is being prayed and therefore they have the opportunity to be in agreement with what it is that's coming forth. I just want to say that.
But may I say something?
Yes.
When you're praying and speaking in unknown languages, unknown tongues, we are speaking to God most times. But it's better to prophesy than speaking tongues. Because when you speak, you're edifying your church.
Amen.
Right. But when you speak in tongues, when I speak in tongues, they're listening to God.
Amen.
Nobody's going to interpret it.
If there is an interpreter there, then it can be interpreted. Most of the time, as we get a study, I'm not going to go there tonight. But at the same time, I think when we are studying, when we're talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I'm glad that Mr. Holmes brought up about speaking in tongues in the Baptist Church, we have a fear of what we don't know, what we don't understand. And for so long, it's been thought of or said, and Brother Hughes too, thank you for your part, that, it's, I guess, belong in the Pentecostal, belong in the Holy Spirit. It is a gift. And God gives those who desire his gift. For anyone that desires the gift of tongues, it's possible that you can have it if that is a desire. But it's for lack of knowledge that we don't understand the gift of tongues and the gift in general. And so hopefully through the study, through conversation, if there are questions, if there are concerns, then this is the place that we ask the question. If I don't have an answer, I'm going to say I really don't know, but I'll search the scripture, I'll ask the question, I'll find out and bring it back. Or Reverend Hughes may know, or Minister Holmes may know, or someone else, one of the deacons may know. It's about our growth. And when we stay stuck in a place of saying something doesn't belong, that's like you're rejecting the gift that God has given you. And we're not in no position to reject anything that God has given us.
Amen.
We only have to learn and we have to grow and we have to get to an understanding because we can't continue to say, they don't need to be speaking in tongues. Well, God gave them that gift. You don't understand that gift because you don't understand that gift. You would want to shun that gift, but to shun that gift means that you're shunning God.
Uh-huh.
And so we have to be careful what we say and what we do because, everything is not for us to know. Everything is not for us to understand. But just like in the Bible, in Acts, when it said, that they were all in one place and they were speaking in tongues, and the native people said, they're speaking my language. You don't know the whole part God is speaking. Because we don't know what the next person knows. We don't know what language the next person understands.
Uh-huh.
So you don't know who's among you. And you don't know what God is doing in the lives of others. And yes, I understand that prophecy, they say, is better because that is speech and it's to edify the body as a whole. But we have to understand that all gifts is for the edification of and building up of the church.
God's people. So we have to get to a point where we read, we understand, we ask questions to get to that place of knowing and stop being in a place where we're ready to shut people down because we don't understand something. You know, because you would have people that say, you know, if you shout and if you run, oh, it don't take all that.
Yeah.
You don't know what I've been through. You don't know how I've been through. You don't know what I'm dealing with. You see the smile on my face. You may see whatever, whatever. But you don't know the turmoil that I could be dealing with inside.
Yeah, you see my mother? You see my mother, but you don't know the story.
Don't know it. Don't know the story. You don't know
what
I'm up against. All right. You know, so we have to be careful when we say, you know, whatever it is, and don't take all that, and, you know, why are they doing it? People, and I say it because most of the time, there's not an understanding. There's not an understanding of the move of the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit is intervening in somebody's life. Go ahead.
And you have to be careful because sometimes if you like speak against the Holy Ghost,
and that's
dangerous.
Yes, it is.
Because that's the unforgivable sin, really. To speak against the Holy Ghost. I mean, you don't say it's Holy Spirit, but I guess that's what they want.
No, you say whatever is in your heart and mind, it's the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. I mean, He's one and the same. You can call him what you want to call him. You know, he's got power. That's what I know.
I know it too.
Yes. So I think it becomes where we have to get to a place of understanding. We have to ask the questions when we don't know. So we're talking about godly counsel, right? So we're talking about godly counsel, and we're in the midst of, say, a church service or whatever it is that you are, and something say it doesn't sit right with you. It's the Holy Spirit. Seek the Holy Spirit that you may receive the answer, not from me, not from man, but you can receive it from God, because the thing is, when we seek to find an answer, and if we're truly, truly opening our hearts and our minds because we don't understand something and we want to understand, God will reveal to you what it is that you need to know. He will reveal it to you. And that's part of that holy counsel. So when we don't know something, let's not be quick to come to a judgment. Let's not be quick to say, well, it's not for you today. That's between that person and God. And how God is using that person. And so we have to understand that sometimes when people are in the midst of us and God starts to use them in a way, and I will even dare to say that sometimes we hold back on our gifts. We hold back on what it is God could really do, how God could really use us, and how God could bless somebody in the midst. But because of the stance, because of what is going to be said or of the thoughts of what's been said before, we block our own blessings.
Question the Holy Spirit.
Something else you're going to want to do. Yeah. Yeah. So we learn and we talk about godly counsel, let's seek that counsel. You know, let's ask God, as we grow in God and we're asking Him about that godly counsel, you know, we have to ask Him to show me, Lord, your ways and teach me your path. You know, and we have to keep asking Him. Because the thing is, when we want to know something, and I mean, even in the everyday life, when we want to know something, are we seeking to find what we want to know? So we should be the same way when it comes to God's word, when it comes to God's gift, when it comes to growing in a stronger relationship with Him. We have to continue to seek and ask Him to help us, to teach us, to show us. You know, and even sometimes, even after we ask and He shows us, we still may not even, you know, get it right. Because He shows us and we be like, oh, that's what I got to do. Oh, okay. We don't know if we're ready for it.
Minister Francis,
yes,
I was with the Godly Council, and He mentioned it when you asked for it. For Him to show you. Sometimes what I have experienced is He'll say, go to such and such scripture, I want you to read this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a puzzle to you because you're thinking to yourself, why do you want me to read what I'm thinking and I'm asking God at the same time? Because if you got a personal relationship with God, He know how you talk. You know, you talk to Him just like you talk to Him. Don't try to be somebody else. Be you. And so,
okay.
He is, Lord, what I'm going here for? And he don't say nothing else except for just read such. And most of the time, as a human being, I push it off the first time He give me that nudge. And then He'll come right on back and be a little bit stronger. And so, curiosity, I'll go ahead on and I'll read it. And then that'll be one piece to the puzzle, but then he'll do something else. So, I think that to say that as far as counsel is concerned, that sometimes He's not going to just give you a straight out answer. Sometimes He's going to have you do X, Y, and Z. So that you can get to the answer, but you've got to be willing to do what He tells you to do to get to the answer in the process.
Amen. Amen. That's how bad, you know, because we ask for things all the time, not knowing what we're asking for. So if He just gives it to us, is it really going to be of value? Just like Minister Holmes said, He give you a piece over here, and He'll lead you over there. Then He'll tell you this, and then by the time you realize and all the pieces have come together, you know, it's like, wow. You know, that's one of those moments where you are like, oh my God, I can't believe that. You know, I can't believe what He just said. I can't believe what He just showed me. And all the time, He's doing that, but He's showing you what it is that He needs to show you. And so we have to be careful what it is that God is showing us and how He shows us. But at the same time, we have to be mindful. And so this piece right here says, because the most important part of our lives are our thoughts. Every thought, unless we control it, becomes a desire. Every desire, unless we control it, becomes an action. Every action, unless we control it, becomes a habit. And so when we're talking about godly counsel, we want to be careful what it is that are even our thoughts. That are even our thoughts. Like I said, our thoughts can take us to a place sometimes that we dare not go.
Amen.
So we have to be careful We have to seek godly counsel in every step of life. So as we continue to grow, as we continue to learn what it is that the gift of the Holy Spirit can and will do in our lives, it has to be something that we want. If we don't want it, if we don't desire it, guess what? You don't have to worry about it because you're not going to have it anyhow. But if you decide to allow the Holy Spirit to give you the godly counsel, to give you the knowledge that can come, to give you wisdom, to give you understanding, can you imagine how powerful we really would be? What the church would represent? But these are things that we have to desire, that we have to nourish, that we have to grow, that we have to seek. And if you desire none of them and you just decide to live life, that's your choice. God ain't going to love you nonetheless. But at the same time, he has said that we can do even greater. Can't do greater without his Holy Spirit. So as we bring our Bible study for the night to a close, I just encourage each one of you to allow the Holy Spirit to move within your life. And to move within your life so that you can receive what it is that God has for every last one. Going back to know that our topic is growing, becoming spiritually mature. So as God allows us to get to the place where we connect with him better, love him more, we're going to love one another on a different level, in a different way, in a better way. So at this time, are there any that have a prayer request? I just ask that you call it out. And if not, if you want to say it within your heart, God knows all that's said and done, then we're going to, before I end, is there any comments or anything that anyone has to say? We praise God as he continues to teach us. No problem.
Yeah, good word.
Amen. All right, if we call out any of the names, those that we want to call out, stand in the gap for.
Okay. Pray for my niece, Nikki Yates.
Okay.
Jamil Yates.
All right.
Jermaine Garnett. Lila. And all my nieces.
All your nieces?
All of them. And nephews.
And your nieces and nephews.
All right. Thank you, Lucy.
Lord God, what it is that you have just changed in our lives. to be your people, but Lord God, your new people, Lord God, that when we continue to walk in this life, when we continue to do what it is that you have called us to do, Lord God, that we will come, Lord God, in boldness, Lord God. Lord God, that we will do what it is that you would have us to do, Lord. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, as your Holy Spirit will continue to move in our lives, as the Holy Spirit will continue to grow us, Lord God, that, Lord God, we will gain yet more wisdom, Lord God. We will gain yet more knowledge, Lord God. We will gain yet more understanding, Lord God, that we will gain yet godly counsel, Lord God. Lord God, in our going and in our coming, Lord God, that we will teach you in all the things that we do, Lord God. That, Lord God, we would allow your Holy Spirit to guide and direct us, Lord God, like it was created to do, Lord God. So as we understand and we break down the pieces of what it is that you have designed for us to have in our lives, Lord God, we say thank you. We say thank you for opening our eyes of understanding, Lord God, that we operate, Lord God, in mediocrity, Lord God, that we don't continue to operate in just the day-to-day about what it is we can do. But, Lord God, we will move in your power, Lord God. We will move in your anointing, Lord God. We will move in what it is that you have ordained and destined for each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Lord God, for every name that was called out, Lord God, I ask that you would meet them, Lord God, at their place of need, Lord God. Lord God, only you know what needs to be done. So, Lord God, we ask that you would meet them, that you would dispatch your angels, Lord God, to do what it is that needs to be done. Lord God, for Maine Hump that will go into surgery in the morning, Lord God, we ask that right now, Lord God, that you would prepare the doctors in the hospital room, Lord God. Anything and anybody, Lord God, that would come in contact with them, Lord God, that, Lord God, they will possess your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that it would be all about you, that it would all be done according to your will and to your way, Lord God. For Jamail Yates, Lord God, we ask that you continue to keep your hand of protection upon him, Lord God. That, Lord God, it's by your stripes that he is healed, Lord God. And we thank you right now, and we claim that healing for his body. Pastor Roy, Lord God, we ask right now that you just be with her, Lord God, as she goes through rehabilitation, Lord God, that you would just continue to give her the strength to do what it is that she needs to do. Lord God, for James Good, Lord God, that accident that has just happened, Lord God, we ask right now that you would be in the midst, Lord God, that you would just send your angels to do what it is that needs to be done. Lord God, for every home that's represented on this call, Lord God, we ask right now that you would just anoint each home, Lord God. Lord God, for anybody, Lord God, that would enter the doors, Lord God, that they will know that you reside within that home. Lord God, we send the Holy Spirit to do what it is that needs to be done in each and every life, that, Lord God, that is attached to every call, every home, every person, anybody, Lord God, that we come in contact with, Lord God. Lord God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, Lord God, that you can do all things. Lord God, your word says, is there anything too hard for God? Your word says no. So, Lord God, we stand on knowing that there's nothing too hard for you. If we would only just ask, if we would only just be patient, if we would only seek you and do what it is that you would have us to do. Lord, we thank you, praise you, we give you honor and glory. We say thank you for what it is that's about to take place in our lives. Lord, I do pray. Amen. 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 Amen.